This is the day from Soul Mining. That's a great song. I was using like in a couple ads as well. It is very hooky. I love the horns in there as well. Bush Tetris, You Can't Be Funky, an old DC post-punk band from Boom in the Night. Folk Devils, Ink Runs Dry. We started off the set from The Best Protection on the Situation 2 label. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our post-punk show, as inspired by the Slicing Up Eyeballs website. So put together by one of the band members of Ski Patrol. So we're sort of dipping into someone else's hard work. But tell you what, it's been a pretty good show so far. And, you know, post-punk is sort of takes on many genres. There was the noise punk. There was the sort of ethereal, like spacey stuff that the Cocko Twins put out. Some straight out, you know, punk pop, I guess you might call it, or power pop. There's all kinds of little subgenres. So post-punk, I think, is the umbrella under which all of this stuff falls. Up next, the pop group. This is She Is Beyond Good and Evil from the record entitled Why. You're listening to 91.5 in Medford, WMFO.
Dust, less ticklish than the clean room. she's nonsense, but face worker, a serpentine miner, a roof falls, an underliner of leaf structure, the egg timer. He locked on his side, is he trying to hide? In fact, you see her, but she's nonsense, but he lies on his side, is he trying to hide? In fact, you see her, but she's nonsense, but we'll be right back.
Jesus and Mary Chain, Thousands Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Never Understand from Psycho Candy. We're having a great post-punk show this morning. Thanks for listening. And before that, The Birthday Party with Mr. Clarinet off the Hits collection, which came out in the early 90s, I believe. Of course, Nick Cave's original band, his first band, and Mick Harvey was in there as well. Frequent listeners of the show will know I had a 4AD show, and that featured The Birthday Party heavily. They were originally on the 4AD label, which I did not know until I read that huge doorstop of a book devoted to the history of 4AD records. I persevered through that one. Took me a long time. Wire before that with Outdoor Miner from the Chairs Missing record, and the pop group started things off with She Is Beyond Good and Evil from Y. The record's name is Y. It's just a letter, not W-H-Y or anything. I don't know them that well. That was kind of an interesting song. So, the post-punk stuff is very noisy, I'm guessing. At least this playlist is. And let me explain. I'm a frequenter of the Slicing Up Eyeballs website, and I saw this list, extensive list. And this isn't the entire list. It's like a very long list. It's maybe like 50 songs that the guy from Ski Patrol picked out. And I picked out 29 of them. Long ago, I determined that I could get 29 songs in as well as a few breaks hearing me. And so that's my limit, 29 songs. So we're going to hear maybe 29. We'll see how long we'll see how long that goes for. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, it's the Mekons with Where Were You, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Sonic Youth, yes, Kill Your Idols. Early Sonic Youth on the Zenser label. I don't even know what that is. There's an EP released in 1983, I think, Kill Your Idols. And huge fans of Sonic Youth here on the show, so we need to play that. Even the early stuff is kind of cool. That was a little more noisy than I'm used to, but hey, you know what? It's fine. Exmal Deutschland with Incubus Succubus 2. In case you're wondering, there probably is a part 1, but I elected to play part 2. Incubus Succubus 2 from the Toxin EP on the 4AD label. Killing Joke turned to red. And then Minutemen started off the set with Vietnam. Or I'm sorry, that was before Killing Joke. We had Minutemen Vietnam from Double Nickels on the Dime. I would hesitate to call that post-punk. That was sort of right in the middle of the L.A. or West Coast, I guess we'll say. I think he was in Northern California. He being, of course, Mike Watt. And that was the whole West Coast punk scene that was sort of evolving in the 80s. So I'm not sure I would say they were post-punk. But I think punk refers to the original wave in the 70s and late 70s. And the Mekon started us off with Where Were You from the EP, or I guess it was a single of the same name. So we're having a post-punk show this morning, courtesy of Slicing Up Eyeballs, the website that I follow. It's a member of Ski Patrol put together this great playlist, and so I've made some key selections from it. And basically I went with all the stuff that I knew and then filled in with stuff I didn't know. That's sort of how that worked there. Up next, we've got Chrome. Chrome is from a label, anthology is from a label called Cleopatra Records, a label I used to know very well. And I'm wondering what they're still doing. If they are still around, I'm sure they're doing something. Maybe the owner's back to selling t-shirts, I don't really know. Anyway, here's Chrome Within a Dream, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Not to walk alone. was all in vain. The Ku Klux Klan, back again.
No. a Thunderbird. You got a spanking new identity and a condo down in Miami. You bought a plane, a boat, and jewelry, but he couldn't buy any company.
There's a gentleman that's going round, turning the joint upside down. Stool pigeon, ha-cha-cha-cha. He's an old ex-con that's been away. Now he's back, no one say. Stool pigeon, ha-cha-cha-cha.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Only on this show can we go from Chrome to Kid Creole and the Coconuts. Let me tell you, that's quite the journey. Kid Creole and the Coconuts, we heard Stool Pigeon from the Tropical Gangsters record. And then before that, it was Steel Pulse, of course, with Ku Klux Klan. And prior to that, it was James Chance and the Contortions. That's a live recording. In Paris, 1980, Contort Yourself. That was a cool song, a lot of fun. That was Chrome, In a Dream, from the anthology, 1979 to 1983. And, you know, I realized earlier I made a mistake, and I thought I was playing the Folk Devils, Ink Runs Dry, but I ended up playing 23 Skidoo, Last Words, the 7-inch edit. And the problem, I'm having a problem with this one track, I guess it didn't really, the Folk Devils track, for some reason it didn't, I didn't want to like copy, or I didn't maybe it did, didn't download something. I don't know how it just isn't working. So I thought it was on the CD when it really wasn't. It didn't burn, and I'm trying to play it on my iPod right now, and it's totally not working. So we're gonna have to move on from that, and I admit my error. So what that means is we're gonna hear Psychedelic Furs right now. This is gonna be Love My Way, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Not enough.
All right, there you go. Young Marble Giants, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that was created in the straight world. And that's a cool track. You know, that's a band I don't really know very well. I think they put out only a couple records on Rough Trade. Before that, of course, the Psychedelic Furs, Love My Way. I took that from the All This and Nothing compilation, and we're about done here. Last track of the morning is going to be, of course, David Bowie, with his death still fresh in my memory. I mean, it's been 2 months, but, you know, come on. He was, we can celebrate him all year if we want. This is going to be off of Lodger. We're going to hear Boys Keep Swinging. This has been the post-punk show. Thanks for joining me. And, you know, inspired by the playlist put together by Snow Patrol in affiliation with the Slicing Up Eyeballs website, I went and put together a pretty good show, I think, from the 50 or so tracks that they recommended as being essential post-punk material. And I took everything that I recognized and backfilled with stuff that I didn't, and came up with a show, which was fine until I played the wrong track, but whatever. It wasn't completely my fault. All right, let's move on now. Here's David Bowie, last track of the morning. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.